possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
As always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think if you do something like that, like you're going to be playing from behind against Ohio State. I mean, you can't do that. You can't put kid gloves on him. You know, he's your starting quarterback for a reason. And you got to have the confidence in him that this is year three. He had 2 years under Quinn Ewers. He was able to kind of learn and develop from him and watch Quinn.
That is Anwar Richardson as he joined us. He's from OrangeBloods.com. He is one of the best when it covers the Texas Longhorns as we got a very big game tomorrow. And the part of this thing there's two things that are bothering me about this game, Nick. Nick Padone with me today. Daryl Ryder going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes as well. Two things that bother me. One, there's so much roster movement between these two teams. 26 guys in the NFL draft between the two rosters. 15 on Ohio State side, obviously the most in the complete college football landscape. And 8 new starters for Ohio State in total. So it's almost impossible to predict how some of these things are going to go. Like you heard Anwar, for instance, talking about the wide receivers. He's like, they're all 5-star guys.
But he read me off a CVS receipt of dudes that I had never heard of before.
Exactly right. Like we wouldn't be able to pick them out if they walked into this bar. We're at the Barley House right now, and then said hi. We'd be like, okay, great. You're a 5-star recruit. We don't really know who you are. I'm not a big high school recruiting guy though. Some people are. Not really my jam.
Not mine either.
But the other part of this though that kind of is just a little different for me, Nick, is that it does feel like week one and a week one loss, or even early like last year with Ohio State and Oregon. They're not as punitive as they used to be. Mm-hmm. And so you can lose this game to Texas. And you've mentioned today already the idea that if you win this game, you're in the catbird seat and everything's great. But you can lose this game for either one of them, and it doesn't really change anything as far as playoff expectations or even national title expectations.
Yeah, like as long as you don't get boat raced, right? Like you could lose this game.
Even if you do, though.
And go beat Penn State, go beat Illinois, go beat Bryce Underwood in Michigan for the first time in a couple years, and you're still right there in the thick of the college football playoff conversation. And even if you're not one of the high seeds, like Ohio State is talented enough where they're going to be able to make noise in that playoff regardless of where they're seated. So I'm very fascinated by that component of this whole thing. And ultimately, I do have a lot of faith in the Buckeyes. I do think the Buckeyes will win tomorrow. But
What's the faith based on? I'm dying to find that out.
My faith is just based on the fact that I think they're just a better team than Texas. I think defensively, like it's Arch Manning's first start. It's Julian Sands' first start as well, but I like knowing that at least my quarterback making his first start, has Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, James Peoples we saw at times last year, like guys that you're familiar with. Whereas Arch Manning, like he mentioned all of these five-star names. Mm-hmm. That's great. We haven't seen any of these guys before. I mean, and we haven't seen Arch play a game as big as this one.
So, like, that part of it does go to the Buckeyes, the idea that you have what I believe to be the two best players on the field, no questions asked. Caleb Downs, Jeremiah Smith, two best players in this game, both are Buckeyes. And so that's a good thing, but it's such a quarterback-heavy dependent situation here, and especially with how we've been setting this all up. But with Ohio State, if they lose this game, it's not the end of the world. Same thing with Texas. And so as big of a game as it is and the gravitas attached to this all, I do have to sit back and resign myself that this game would have been so much sweeter 10 years ago, let's say 15 years ago, where you lose and there's your whole season and what's even the point?
Do you like it? I can't decide if I like it or if I don't.
No, I think I do like it better 10, 15 years ago. Now, I did think it was a little unfair sometimes. Sometimes we get national title games and you'd be like, but the team that's third, you know what I mean? Like it just it never felt like you got 100% the right shakeup. 12 is too many for me. You might have a situation like Ohio State last year. If we're being truthful about it, they lost to Oregon, and then they lost as 21.5-point favorites to Michigan in one of the more embarrassing games you could ever have. I hate that that's a national title team. Like, I love it for people that love Ohio State, and you can't take that away, especially the idea that Will Howard got better, the governor was taken off of him, and he was able to shine. But, yeah, that kind of stinks.
I'm almost framing it like this. Tell me what you think about this.
All right.
It's a big game because these are two really talented teams, and they're two teams that we expect to be right in the thick of that college football playoff conversation at the end of the season. But it's not a big game in the sense of real meaning to what this season will ultimately become for both of these teams. Like, I'm amped for this game. I really am. Like, I'm more excited for this week one of college football than I have been for a while because of this, because of Clemson LSU as well. But I know that even if Ohio State goes out there and lays the wood to Texas, these teams could meet again in the college football playoff. And that's kind of weird. I did kind of like when it was just four teams, and it was like every game mattered so much. Every drive mattered so much back in those days. I do kind of miss it a smidge.
So what you're describing initially there, though, is what we have in the NFL, right? Ravens play the Chiefs. It's awesome in week 15.
Right.
The same way it's awesome if it's the AFC title game. It's all good fun, but it is different. Like the element that I thought college football always had going for itself was the idea that if I texted a buddy of mine, what are the best Ohio State football teams of the previous 25 years? The 0-2 team is like 10th on that list.
Yep.
And you can come up. I have a buddy of mine the other day was like that 0-5 team that played Texas to start off. That 0-5 team is the best team he's ever seen. And it's like, well, that team didn't do anything special, all things considered. Like, but that part of college football, that unfairness attached to it all was always, I always thought it was a feature, not necessarily a bug.
Even more so recently in 2014 when it felt like there was so much pressure when it went to from JT Barrett to Cardale Jones. It was like Cardale has to get in there as the guy that we thought was the third string quarterback and win these games because the season is on the line.
Yeah.
Everything just felt so much more magnified, whereas now it feels like it doesn't really matter a ton. While I'm excited for the matchup, I really am, I do understand that you can afford to lose this game. Like this truly isn't a week one must win.
It's been devalued in an interesting way, and it's funny because I think so many people are at an impasse of how they measure that versus what is actually happening, and it's made for a lot of people to get really excited for this game, as you should. It really is probably one of the best opening weekend games we've had in 25 years, but it does miss just a little bit with the idea that if Arch Manning stinks up the joint, we'll have a redemption, you know?
And especially like what Anwar just told us. Like, you look at Texas's schedule and what they've got coming up.
Snooze fest,
it's a bunch of cupcakes. Uh-huh. So, like, Arch Manning could stink up the joint, and we won't hear from him for a month until they play a meaningful game again. It just takes a little bit of the air out of the sails that is this game.
No doubt about it. Daryl Ryder, he'll bring some air back for us here. He'll join us next. We get the Sunday crew together as we break down the latest with the Brownies. Get you ready for Ohio State as well, as he's wearing an Ohio State hoodie. So Daryl's going to join us next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.